What up, y'all? It's your boy Kev on stage, and I want to tell you about Black Married and Debt Free. Okay, they're a couple that paid off $110,000 in debt in 2017, and now they want to educate and inspire millennial couples to do the same. So what I want y'all to do is subscribe to their page. Go on YouTube, go on Instagram, and get the following going at Black Married Debt Free. It's everywhere, all right? So if y'all don't want to be broke no more, you want to be debt free in victory. Then go follow them, Google them, look them up, and see what they're talking about, because don't nobody want to be broke. You feel me?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus, and I would like to welcome you to another episode of the Quick Cast, powered by Black Married Debt Free. We are glad you are here. If you've been loving these or liking these or tolerating these, whatever it is, do us a huge favor. If you just love you, if you love me, do me a huge favor and leave a 5-star review on whatever platform you listen to this on. Or if you're looking at this on YouTube, you see the cameras, you see the lights, you see the editing work that went into it. Shoot your boy a subscription. Like, thumbs up the video. Do all those cool things. We really appreciate it. It really does a lot for us here. So we got to talk about this. Family meeting. You know what I'm saying? This is Black Married and Debt Free, right? So we got to talk about how different things affect our community. And we need to talk about this crypto thing, y'all. Yeah. We need to talk about it. Now, I've been shying away from talking about anything crypto, because I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't care.
We don't care.
Let me tell you,
you know what I'm saying? It's not something that I'm terribly interested in. Bitcoin, NFT, all that stuff, I have not been terribly into that, because my thing is this: there's no doubt that there's some interesting things about the crypto space, but for me, I like to look at what has worked, what has been working for hundreds of years, right? That's not to say that there can't be a rise of a new wealth building thing that like takes us into the next the next generation. I'm not saying that, but the old things haven't gone away yet. Those foundational things that build wealth are still there. So my thing is, if long as real estate is there, as long as the stock market is still there, why would I, and I haven't fully engulfed and entrenched myself in those markets, why would I get into other spaces? And that's kind of always been my mindset when the whole crypto, Coinbase, all this stuff was running up. I was locked in on like real estate and the stock market, and it was like, you know, I'll keep an eye on those things, but I'm not gonna do deep dives on them, right? Well, it looks like that wasn't a bad thing for me, because based on an article here, I'm gonna pull it up on, I forget what publication, Financial Times. There we go. It says crypto collapse reverberates widely among Black American investors. So what we had happen was, y'all, first of all, Bitcoin, let's use Bitcoin as the, Bitcoin is the Kleenex of the crypto world, right? And what do I mean by that? So tissue is the product, and it's almost synonymous with Kleenex, but Kleenex is a brand of tissue. So Bitcoin is a type of cryptocurrency, and Bitcoin specifically was, man, I mean, we almost had a gentleman come on and I'm not going to throw any shots, but we almost had a gentleman come on our platform that was very knowledgeable with Bitcoin. And so we was like, okay, you know, this is something that's in the financial space. Maybe we should have him on. Some unforeseen circumstances, he wasn't able to come on, whatever. But I'm like, you know what? I'm glad we didn't present that to y'all, because we weren't 100% sold on it. You know what I mean? So Bitcoin has been preached in our community in recent years as this is going to change the racial wealth gap. That thing that we needed to like erase the years of oppression, the years of economical oppression, the years of redlining, the years of bad banking, and the years of things that we've gone through that has really has us as a community, has our, you know, other communities doubling our net worth. Bitcoin and cryptocurrency is going to be the thing to bridge that gap. We just have to put our money in it.
The revelation that reflects the aphrodisiac symptoms, which now perpetrates the Jericho's activation.
That in a short form, is what has been preached in our community by many platforms over the past year. Much of that due to why it was up, right? This was when the market and Bitcoin were doing exceptionally well. And so that sounds great because it's up. You know, recent history shows that this thing is doing very well. So yeah, it's easy to kind of go on a evangelism tour and go touring around the world preaching the benefits of this thing. But what happens when it stops being so good and you've literally gotten thousands, hundreds of thousands of and millions and billions of black dollars into this thing that now has dropped significantly? So I kind of wanted to just jump into this article. One thing you should know, like, let's take Bitcoin for instance. In April, first of all, year to date, Bitcoin is down 57%. So cryptocurrency has wild swings. And if you don't know that, that's where you can get into trouble. It has wild swings. So it was running up in April. It was at 44,000, roughly 44,000 a share, right? And now it's at 20,000. So that's 3 months, and it's dropped that low. At one point, it was near, you know, there were talks that it would be in $100,000 a share and $1 million a share. And there was all this talk about Bitcoin. And this is one thing I want to highlight. This is one thing I do know about Bitcoin and about people who rock with Bitcoin, not because it's a play. See, these people that are highlighted in this article, the individuals that lost money with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies were in them for play. They were in them because it was a hack, because it was a hustle, because it was something that can, if I put this in 5 to 6 months, I can get X. That's the wrong mindset to be investing large dollars into anything. The more you invest into something, the more long-term your mindset must be. And anyone who is a true crypto person, not a I'm trying to get this bad crypto person, right? They see crypto for the technology, right? The blockchain technology, what it's going to mean for the future, how it's going to be used in the future. These group of individuals, I'm willing to bet large portions of these individuals heard the technology piece. It was like, okay, that sounds good, but all that did was confirm their bias. They wanted to buy anyway because it was running up. And if I buy it, hopefully my bag will run up too. Well, it didn't do that. And shame on those that were preaching that were in it for the run up and were preaching it to others in our community for the run up. Because now that the market is literally down 57%. And so all those people that were recruited, this is the way black people are going to build wealth. This is going to close the black racial wealth gap. All those people that got into it on that vibe, on that energy, now lost money and now it's collapsed. Ton of investors who were in it for the wrong reasons to begin with. And what that does is that negatively affects their stick-to-itness, because now they're not going to want to stay because they got a sour taste in their mouth. And so going back to investors that are true crypto people that are in it because of the technology and were in it early on, you know, they see this as this is what happens. You know, it's very volatile, you know, because they were in it for the right reason. So what am I saying? Ultimately, we can't get into these fly by night things. You got these celebrities on with these Coinbase commercials. We don't even know that Bitcoin is supposed to be direct. It's not supposed to have a middleman, right? But we get so lost. You could go on any brokerage platform and just get Bitcoin using E-Trade or Robinhood, and you could just go get shares of Bitcoin. You don't need Coinbase. You don't need these third-party things. All these things started sprouting up when they saw the influx of individuals coming in or who weren't fully educated in the space, who just, you know, were pretty much taken advantage of, right? Their ignorance or their lack of understanding was taken advantage of by many of these platforms. That's why you see these celebrities on TV who probably have little to no money in cryptocurrency advertising crypto, because they were the companies shot them the bag, and they do 15 seconds of a commercial and get the bag, and they don't care about what it's doing to our community. Okay, and that's very frustrating. So what can we learn from this? One, do your research. Two, if you're going to get into anything, you need to get into it for the right reasons. And a bag run up is not a reason for anything. Like, we got to get out of that mindset of how can I flip this quick? Anything worth having, you won't do it quickly. I posted a video to start the year about how I changed my mindset on anything I do. I'm not going to expect a result, a tangible result, for 5 to 10 years, period. I don't care if that's working out. I don't care if that's, in investing of any kind. I don't care if that's any type of education. I'm not expecting a quick result. You don't get into it to expect something quickly, because more often than not, you get bit in the butt when you're coming into anything expecting a quick result. And we're seeing that with what cryptocurrency has done to many in the community. Now, I'm going to close with this. That's not to say that you shouldn't do crypto. I don't want you to walk away with that. I want you to walk away with knowing that if you're going to get into something that's newer, that's a different sector, if you're going to invest in anything, you need to educate yourself. And you don't need to get into it to get a bag, period. And so my hope is that this thing bounces back for those who are in. I hope that folks stay in it to see the results, because many Bitcoin and crypto, and crypto is very broad, but let's just say Bitcoin. Many people in Bitcoin say we expect this. We see this to happen. So my hope is that you do see it run up at least, and you don't lose money, because it's just so many of us just jumped into these things because we hear people go bounce from platform to platform talking about it, sounding smart. I'm sorry. I'm just getting a little frustrated, because the sounding smart I'm over it. I'm over the fast talk. I'm over the gift of gab. You know, if you grow up like I did in church, you're able to discern a little bit better. So I am happy for that. That growing up in church, you're able to discern when someone's just talking, to just doing word salad. And unfortunately, a lot of people aren't able to discern that, and they think that what these financial talking heads are saying is all gospel, when it's not. You know, we have to learn as a people, when we're consuming, we have to learn how to eat the meat and spit out the bones. So if you ever hear me or Shira saying something that, hold on, I don't know about that, go do your research. Like, don't take anyone's word for anything. And I think, unfortunately, that's what happened with a lot of this. So go ahead and check out this article, man. I just kind of wanted to just give my take on it. But feel free to check out this article from Financial Times. Crypto collapse reverberates widely among Black American investors. High exposure to digital assets leaves owners vulnerable during the downturn. Y'all, let's lock in. Let's do the simple things that we know to do. Pay down debt, limit expenses, save the difference, invest, have emergency savings, develop another skill if you haven't already, just in case there are some downturns with your employer. And let's buckle our seatbelts, because there will be opportunity on the other side of this recession, y'all. All right. I hope you enjoyed this. This went a little long, but this was fun. I'm going to holler at you guys on the next one. Till next time. Peace.